This is the Pedro and Paco Show, presented by Barstool Sports. What's up, guys? My name is Pedro.
And I'm Paco Martinez.
Today we'll be talking about something Paco is very familiar with.
What's that, Pedro?
Losing all your money.
Hey, you know it was only that one time in Vegas, and it was because of that damn exotic stripper.
Well, anyways, today we'll be talking about the Great Depression.
In 1929, the economy was at an all-time high, but much like Sam Nye's career, it had a traumatic fall.
That's pretty rough, Paco.
Don't even get me started on Joseph Rose's career.
So anyways, let's start talking about the stock market. So in 1929, the stock market was booming, right? Everyone was buying stock. It was great a time for you to be a stockbroker. But what happened was there was so much stock being sold that stock went on excess and it was overvalued. And people began to notice that. And then they began to liquidate their stocks. So much that in October 24th, 1929, over 12 million stocks were traded, causing the market to go into a fall. And then on Friday, the market went into free fall, and a total of 16 million stocks were traded, causing billions of dollars of loss. This scenario is very unlikely these days because there are a lot of rules and regulations. If this was ever to happen, the market would be shut down, and they would find a way to solve the problem. Next, let's talk about the run on banks. So after the market shut, fell, a lot of people went to the banks to liquidate their money. But because there were so many people liquidating their money, the banks didn't have money to give the people. You see, the banks work, they invest their money, and they need to receive back from that investment to be able to pay the people their money. But what happened was that no one was paying the banks, so the banks didn't have money to give to the people. So people didn't have money, banks didn't have money, so they were forced to sell all their assets at like rock bottom prices and give the money to the people. And banks essentially went bankrupt. It wasn't until FDR came in with the FDIC that the problem was solved. The FDIC stands for the Federal Depositors Insurance Company. And it makes sure that banks hold on to a fraction of depositors' deposit so that they are able to pay depositors at least a fraction of their money. Next, let's talk about government preparation. So the government wasn't prepared at all. President Hoover did not believe in government interference when it came to the economy.
He really didn't know what he was doing. He almost caused the economy to be completely wiped out.
Yes, Paco. When FDR came in, he established a lot of government programs that helped boost the economy, helped relieve poverty, create jobs, and just better the economy. So one of the programs he did was the PWA, or the Public Works Administration. So the Public Works Administration was huge. There were many workers, so it was run by the United States Army because they knew how to make sure that people were doing their jobs, especially such a large number of people. And when World War II came, that was actually very convenient because they already had all these people with military training. So it was very lucky for them. But it also generated many jobs, especially for young people. And it was very good for the time. Well, this is all the time we have today. I am Pedro Slump.
And I am Paco Martinez.
Signing off. Don't forget to check out Barstool Sports and buy a t-shirt of Paco. Bye.